Age is relative. 51 feels older than I had anticipated. My back hurts and my memory has troubling gaps. Age is also relative in the church. The Assemblies of God is young enough that everyone who speaks at a general council business session invokes the number of generations that preceded them in the fellowship. Because those generations are within living memory. By the way, I'm a fourth generation member of the Assemblies of God. 111 years is a long time, but the AG is not even an awkward tweener in church history. Youth grants vigor and flexibility, but it also makes each developmental phase predictably unpredictable. Here's our newest growing pain. We need ministers. Now, Ryan Burge, a professor at Eastern Illinois University, addressed this need. Ironic, since he descended from zero generations of AG ancestors. His February 2025 article, "The Assemblies of God, a Denomination That May Be Growing," portrays us as the first growing denomination he's discovered. We celebrate our Pentecostal destiny to be first in line, like the top BGMC giver leading the procession marching off to Children's Church. Unfortunately, before the initial afterglow dimmed, he followed with another article, "Not Enough Pastors, a Problem for the Assemblies of God." Growth in adherence and gently inclined numbers of ministers reveals a problem. We don't have enough ministers. Our future is unsustainable. Those involved in ministry preparation already knew this. The National Office's Called Initiative is seeking to address this very thing. Districts are developing their own colleges to train ministers and missionaries. Wait, I've heard that phrase somewhere before. Our ecclesial structure is thirsty for capable future leaders. Formulating the problem often shapes the solution. If the problem is the lack of new credential holders, then creating easy, inexpensive, and fast pathways to credentials is the solution. Lowering the bar will open the pipeline wider and may increase numbers in the short term. But the lack of new credential holders is not the problem. The problem? We lack sufficiently prepared ministers. So developing character, intellectual, and moral to sustain a lifetime of ministry and help avoid the shame of future moral and theological failures becomes the priority. Well-formed ministers become the target, not simply more ordination candidates and tithers for district councils. We will care more about servants prepared to graciously endure the disappointments of ministry, but also resist the siren's call of narcissism that seduces our most broken places. Exegeting scripture and shaping a message that connects to the audience is more important than answering multiple choice questions about the meaning of the words hermeneutics and homiletics. Now, as a professor, those answers matter. But as a Pentecostal preacher, interpreting and sharing the message of Jesus with clarity and anointing matters more. We get what our testing instruments target. If we are testing to answer rudimentary objective questions, we will get credential holders who can scan study guides to pass minimalistic exams, when what we really need are godly, wise, and spirit-filled witnesses who handle the scripture with care and faithfulness. This doesn't come from a certificate, but from preparation. Formation takes time. Ministry preparation doesn't need to require a bachelor's degree at an Assemblies of God school or cost as much as buying a small house. What it needs to do is produce deeper formative experiences, nurture pertinent skills, and yes, include thoughtful education. The easy paths may swell our numbers, but will produce neither longevity nor fruitfulness. A focus on quality and appropriately rigorous preparation will give us both credential holders and fully formed leaders for the future. The problem isn't the number of ministers. It may be the quality of our preparation.